AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Dylan Roof, the man accused of firing shots at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, drove around with a Confederate flag on his license plate. On his Facebook page, there's a picture of him wearing a jacket with the flags of the former white racist regimes of South Africa and Rhodesia. Roof was arrested near Charlotte, North Carolina, more than 200 miles from the church where 9 people were killed. At the White House, President Obama says the nation has got to do something about gun violence.
I say that recognizing the politics in this town foreclose a lot of those avenues right now. But it'd be wrong for us not to acknowledge it.
Some friends said they did not know Roof was a racist. After being rejected last week, President Obama got approval in the House of his trade agenda. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
The House voted 218 to 208 to grant the president what's known as fast-track authority. Congress could only approve or reject any trade agreements. It could not make any changes. The approval is seen as key to wrapping up a trade agreement with Pacific nations. Most Democrats voted no, warning the measure will cost American workers jobs and depress their wages.
The remnants of a tropical depression have set off tornado warnings in parts of Louisiana. There's flooding in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Brian Williams is not coming back to anchor NBC Nightly News. Lester Holt is the permanent anchor. Williams will be anchoring breaking news on MSNBC. Brian Williams was taken off the newscast for falsely claiming he had been in a helicopter hit by enemy fire during the Iraq War.
I hope they know they have my greatest respect and also now my apology.
That was back in February. NBC launched an internal investigation and turned up other instances where Williams embellished his experiences. Wall Street, the Dow is up 180 points. This is AP Radio News. Investigators in upstate New York say Joyce Mitchell, the woman accused of helping 2 convicted murderers escape from a maximum security prison, discussed having them kill her husband. Peter Dumas is the husband's attorney.
He's just looking for that person that was his best friend. He wants to know if it was all a lie, if there was a lie, why it happened. And even now, I don't think he has those answers.
The escapees got out of prison almost 2 weeks ago. Leaders of the Eurozone have called for a summit on Monday to urgently discuss Greece's bailout situation. Chicago Blackhawks coach Joel Quenneville says he has never been more proud of his team. There was a parade and now a rally in Chicago for the Stanley Cup champions. In Inkster, Michigan, near Detroit, Geraldine Talley has died. She was 116. Her birthday was last month. Talley was deemed the oldest person in the world. She was born in Montrose, Georgia, in 1899. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.